Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
You're so good to me. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. Round the town if you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. I've been ready for y'all prayers. I've been ready since ball tapers. Keep them haters from coming around. Run more game than them ball players. Yeah. It's been down for so long, it feel haunted. Take the devils away, it's a blessing to preach. I just got it, I feel like a prophet. Put money away like the projects, every soul a prophet. I've been down for so long, I forgot how the top could be. Yeah, and they say I'm the prodigy. You don't got a lot of me. I swear they gon' ride for me. I swear that they die for me. I swear I'm alive for this. I gotta survive for this, and we alive today. Cause y'all pray for us. Thanks to the ones that pray for us. Yeah. We around the town, a few ain't know us. But still pray for us. Thank the Lord. That pray for us. So grateful, so grateful. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. Thank the Lord. You pray for us. Yeah. I swear I'm so proud to be humble now. This a blessing, I got to be under here. Catch the wave, God, don't ask all them questions now. Got the vision, I promise it's tunnel, man. I change the whole style like the running, man. I'm big time and now, I feel like stunner, man. I'm busy now, I got 100 plans. All I needed was time for it, yeah. My mama been dying for it, yeah. My girl told me grind for it, yeah. So I'm writing these lines for her. She been waiting to get that up out of me. This relationship called me a prophecy. This wave got me on today, man. I feel like Kobe. Stay on these for the ones that look up to me. Living so comfortably. Came in on side, now it run for me. I promise the Lord till I'm undersea. I'ma grind it till it come to me. This faith is something like a mustard seed. Catch up to where I'm supposed to be. I realize these moments you showed to me. And we alive today cause y'all pray for us. Y'all pray for us. Shout to the ones that pray for us. We around the town if you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. So grateful, so thankful. I cannot live with myself. Thank the Lord. So good to me, so good to me. I cannot live with myself. So thankful, so thankful. Yeah. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. We're around the town if you ain't know us. Thank the Lord. So good to me. I cannot live with myself. I'm so thankful, so grateful. So good to me, so good to me. I cannot live with myself. So good to me, so good to me. So thankful, so thankful. You've been so good to me. I cannot live on myself.
Amen, amen, praise God, welcome, welcome to this Saturday, Jesus Got Us. This is Seeds of Harvest Programming. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. Jesus Got Us, pray and receive. And we praise God for that song, Perez Chavez, and that was pray and pray for us. We are grateful, we are thankful, and the great communication with the great and awesome and mighty God. We give him praise. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are thankful. We are grateful. We worship you. We magnify you, oh God. You're wonderful. Hallelujah. It's highest praise. God, we thank you, God. We pray and receive on today all your blessings, all your wisdom, knowledge, guidance, understanding, oh God, your protection, your supernatural provision, safety, and safe travels. God, you are so worthy of worship that we praise you, we glorify you, and to you be the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you, and we worship God. Who is so mighty in your lives, young people. And we're here to build up your faith. And if you say you believe in God, the one thing about your faith should be evident is that you pray. And you seek God, and you pray to him, and you seek him out, you search for him. And God says many things about prayer. And it's the one thing we talked about, being ready. And one of the things about being ready, Jesus is coming. He is going to come back, and he's coming back for you and I. He says, when he comes, will he find faith on the earth? Meaning, will he find people who are praying, who have a communication with God? Prayer is communication with God. And I was thinking about speaking with you today, and when I was thinking about it, a lot of people say, well, I don't know how to pray, or they're shy about praying, and so on and so forth. But this is the thing. Yes, prayer is very personal, and it's, you know, a conversation between you and God. When you were growing up, when you were just a small person, you were taught how to talk to other people. When someone does something nice for you, you say thank you. And when you ask him for something, you say, please. And so with God, we're talking about your creator. We're talking to one who made the heaven and the earth and everything in it. So when we are coming to him, we're having a conversation. We're giving, first of all, reverence to him. And the way we speak to him, it is like a friend. It is like a father. And we say, please, Lord, or we say, thank you, whenever God does something in our lives. Every day he's doing something. We can just say, thank you, Lord. And if right offhand we can't name what he's doing, we know that he's given us breath in our body. He's given us another day. He's given us another opportunity to speak with him, to speak to others about him, and to help them come to Christ, to come to Jesus. And so Jesus has got us in this. Jesus gave us some instructions. He's given us some words to follow. He said in John 16:24, until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. We can ask God in Jesus' name, and our joy will be complete. We can ask for our families to be saved. We can ask for there to be peace within our neighborhoods, and asking God to give us strength when we have something hard we have to face, whether it's a schoolwork, a test, whether it's after a job, you know, or a sport that you're playing. God is always available. He's always listening. His ears are always attuned to us as his children. Just like with your parents. If you can remember, you had parents in your life, and your mother, your father, and when they heard you cry, most parents would come running and say, what's wrong? What's the matter? What's going on? And God is the same way. When we talk to him, he hears our distress signals, or he hears us when we're rejoicing, and he's there with us each moment of our lives. That's what I want to keep on encouraging you toward God, pointing you toward Jesus Christ. Jesus got us. Pray and receive. Amen. He also said in Matthew 7 and 8, For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. So that's a promise from God. Those are promises about prayer. And you have to believe. You have to have a faith. We believe God exists, right? Yes, we believe that. We believe Jesus exists, his son. We know of all that he did for us. He died for our sins. He was buried and rose on the third day with power. We don't know people who rise from the dead every day, but Jesus rose. God rose him from the dead. He lives. God's son, Jesus, lives. And he lives for us. He's praying for us. He stands there for us and helps us. So one, you know, the prayers, if you learn how to pray, here's some short prayers that I've been teaching. One is, Lord, help us in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you in Jesus' name. And these are short prayers that can be prayed anytime, anywhere. And God hears. Exactly. We don't even have to be specific about a situation or experience, but God is near. God is close. He's close to you, young person, and he wants you to know that. He wants to be close to you forever and ever. That's a long time, and there is a forever and ever for every person born on this earth. They will live a forever somewhere. There's a heaven and there is a hell, and God wants you in heaven with him forever and ever. That's a great encouragement. That is great encouragement and instruction for us today. And God wants you to believe, and truly we are blessed. Truly we are encouraged. And one of the things God gives us is his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit lives in you and with you and reminds you and I of everything Jesus taught and said. And one of the things is that we should pray. And God says pray often. That's what we should be doing. We see the news. We hear of all these things happening, you know, here and there. And even in your own life, we should pray about it. We should ask God, and so that he can calm our fears, he can take our worries, he can take our stress and anxiety, and because he cares for us, and give you and I peace of mind. I want you to get focused on Jesus, young person. Get focused on Jesus. Get your mind on Jesus, amen, and watch him give you the peace that you need in your life. So I want you to be blessed. God wants you to be blessed on today as you go with God. Have much encouragement, much strength unto you, because God loves you, and so do I as your sister in Christ. God bless you. And Jesus got us. Pray and receive. Amen. Pray and receive.
So good to me, so thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. Round the town if you ain't know us, still pray for us. Thank the Lord. I've been ready for y'all prayers. I've been ready since ball tapers. Keep them haters from coming round. Run more game than them ball players. Yeah. It's been down for so long, it feel haunted. Take the devils away, it's a blessing to preach. I just got it, I feel like a prophet. Put money away like deposits, every soul a prophet. I've been down for so long, I forgot how the top could be. Yeah, and they say I'm the prodigy. You don't got a lot of me. I swear they gon' ride for me. I swear that they die for me. I swear I'm alive for this. I gotta survive for this, and we alive today. Cause y'all pray for us. Thanks to the ones that pray for us. Yeah. We around the town, a few ain't know us. But still pray for us. Thank the Lord. That pray for us. So grateful, so grateful. So thankful.